Three people have been charged in connection with the death of One Direction star Liam Payne in Argentina. The 31-year-old pop star died after he fell from a third-floor balcony at the Casa Sur Hotel in Buenos Aires on the 16th of October. Judith Morales del Barco, a journalist with the Buenos Aires Herald, has been telling us more about the charges and what happens now.
Three people have now been charged. They have not been arrested, although some media have reported this. They are not arrested, mainly because they weren't there during the police raids, and they are cooperating with the investigation. This is something that the prosecutor confirmed to me personally. He also said that they are forbidden from leaving the country, and they resign their passports, and they have to make themselves available in court every week. That's the arrangement they have right now. This can change in the following week or in the following days. These people are, in the first place, a businessman named Rogelio Nores, who was assisting Payne's agenda here in Argentina. He's being charged for abandonment of a person leading to death, which could lead to up to 15 years in prison. The minimum there in prison would be 5 years for him if this goes straight to court. Then there's Ezequiel Pereira, who's a hotel employee at Casa Sur, who had provided drugs for Payne. This is not something that is being alleged. This is something that has been proved by the justice. And then there's also a drug dealer, Brian Sainz, who provided cocaine at least twice on October 14th, which is 2 days prior to Payne's death.
And Judith, has the prosecutor provided further information about those final hours in Liam Payne's life?
Yes, we have now a clear toxicology report. I don't know, maybe you remember there was some sayings that Liam Payne had pink cocaine. This is now proven to be false. There are no traces of pink cocaine nor Tusi. Some media had reported this, but now we know that in the previous 72 hours before his death, he only had alcohol, cocaine, and prescribed antidepressants. And now we also know, we have confirmed actually, that there was no violence or intent of self-harm in his death. Payne's death was just the product of a fall and the injuries that came because of it. There were no signs of self-preservation either, because, you know, when you fall, you try to cover your head. This didn't happen. This indicated also that he was unconscious at the time of dying.
So he was unconscious when he fell from the balcony or unconscious on impact?
He was probably unconscious when he fell, and he was definitely unconscious by the time of impact.
Now, just returning to the charges, what's the process now in terms of court proceedings?
Well, now that they have this arrangement with the people who are charged, they will keep on investigating. They will judge if they keep this arrangement that they have, in which they have to go to court every week. And if they keep cooperating, the investigation will keep going while they are free and inside the country, because they don't have any permits to go outside the country and because they already don't have their passports. Mm.
Is there any idea how long this whole process might take?
Really, it could take from a few months to a year. In January, it's probably going to stop every investigation because the justice system doesn't work here in January. They only take emergencies. So that's the time where this is going to slow down. And then in February, this is going to start all over again.
Are charges like these charges that have been levelled in connection with these three individuals, are they unusual in Argentina?
No, it's not unusual. It is slightly unusual that a drug dealer has been charged and found, but this charge of abandonment of person leading to a death, it's something that it's often investigated in these kinds of situations.
And that was Judith Morales del Barco speaking to me a little earlier from Buenos Aires.